Welcome to FedEx. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Para español, marque asterisco. Just a moment while I transfer you to a FedEx customer service representative. All FedEx representatives are still assisting other customers. Please stay on the line. Your call will be answered.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling FedEx. My name is Luisa. How can I help you today?
First, I'm recording this call, and it's going to go on the internet, public for the world to listen to. I'm having trouble getting a delivery. It seems that they can't figure out where to deliver it when my address has been known for like 60 or 80 years. FedEx can't figure out how to find my house. Now, I'll give you the number, and I want you to fix it.
Okay, of course, sir. I really do apologize for the inconvenience.
You know, if you Google FedEx sucks on the internet, you find a leery, you're the worst carrier in the world. You know that? And you're going on my website as such. And the company that shipped me this, I'm getting them to blacklist you and not use you. Now, what number do you need?
The tracking number, sir, please.
Package tracking ID. 924.
Thank you. And can I help leave your name?
My name is John.
Thank you, John. And can I help leave your address?
My address is on the package. I don't understand. In fact, I have a card here addressed to me by FedEx saying that need correct address, and this very card was sent to my address. Now, how stupid is that? How stupid can you be? Why don't you tell me where you think I am? I'll give you a hint. I live in New Jersey. And I'll bet times to a dozen you can tell me what the address is. And why can't the carrier read it off the package?
Sorry, sir, but I need to...
It's right on the package.
I need that you provide me your information, sorry.
All right, I'll do that. But there's absolutely no tangible reason why this package could not have been delivered. First try... All this bullcrap about can't find the house or whatever, need correct address. The address is right on the package. Any 10-year-old in the world with the internet can figure out where I live. It's 4601. There. Now get the package at my doorstep now. And I'll continue with the blacklisting. I want to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. I want to write the Federal Trade Commission about you. It's not going to end here. I think you better hire people that know what their job is and how to do their jobs. And I'm going to get a letter into Human Resources at FedEx, too. I'll figure that out. That's always easy.
Okay, sir, I really do apologize for inconvenience. So
no, don't give me the bullpucky. Just get the package here.
Yeah, sir, I'm sending the message right now in order that they know that your address is right. So please, can you confirm me your phone number?
My home phone number is 6. Not that you'll ever need it again. Once this package arrives, I hope I never have to deal with FedEx again. And I want to make sure that my carriers don't use you. And all my internet groups and Facebook groups, I'm going to let them know how bad your service is. I'm going to cost you a lot of money. And cost you everything that I can. So when's the package arrive?
So in that case, I really don't know, sir. I have already sent a message. So they are going to put in contact with you as soon as they... I
don't want any contact. I want the damn package on my door. If you have to contact me, I'm going to be even more irate than I am now. Why do you need to contact me? Your driver is an idiot if he has to contact me, which is probably true. Maybe you are too, huh?
Oh, Oh, my God, no, sir. Please don't be unrespectful with me. I'm trying to help you, so please.
Well, just get the package here. Why should I order a package and not have it show up on my door? It doesn't say that there's a signature required because I don't require signatures. It just says need correct address. Well, the correct address is right on the package. So what the hell is the matter?
Yeah.
You need to explain that. You need to explain that to HR. The driver needs to explain that to HR.
Okay, sir. I really do apologize. I have already sent
it. Oh, give me, don't give me your crappy apologies.
Okay.
Make it happen.
Okay, sir.
Make it happen.
Send the message.
Make it happen.
So please wait and check the size of this package in around 2 hours in order to be able to see when it's going to be delivered today to you, okay?
I'm not even going to look. You aren't worth it.
Okay, sir.
If it doesn't show up, I just keep escalating.
Okay, sir. Sorry. Have a nice day.
Bye.